بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had been discussing the battle of Tabuk and particularly encouragement that was given to the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم with regard to fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going forth in jihad. In today's verse, we learn a very important principle of deen. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, or teaches us, that the deen of Islam has many branches. And it is not always possible for every person to participate or to take part in every single branch. So therefore, despite the great rewards associated with jihad in this case, going out in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that it is not appropriate, it is not feasible that every single person goes out in jihad. Rather, there should be a group of people that remain behind as well. And the sole purpose or the primary purpose of them remaining behind in this verse we learn is so that they can study and gain the knowledge of deen. Tafaqquh, to gain a deep understanding of deen. And particularly in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find where wahi was continuously coming down, new masail of deen were being taught to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So therefore in this verse we learn that from every tribe or every clan, if the entire tribe or the entire clan has to go out in the path of Allah, then there will not be anybody remaining behind to learn deen, to gain a deep understanding of deen. And then that tribe will not have the correct knowledge and correct understanding. And this in turn will lead to them not doing what is required of them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in this verse Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً, that it is not feasible, it is not correct for the believers that all of them go out at once. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ. And then Allah mentions that from every tribe or every group, then why do they not rather send forth a small group, select a number of individuals and let them go out in the path of Allah. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Why? So that the remainder, those who remain behind, can gain a deep understanding of deen. وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. And they will then be able to pass on these warnings or these masail of deen to their people when they return. The group that had gone out, when they come back, then those who remain behind will now teach them deen. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. So that they can now be wary of breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse we learn the balance that Sharia teaches us, that for a fully functional society, for an efficient society, we need all of these branches of deen, notwithstanding the great, great, great rewards of going out in the path of Allah, particularly in jihad, which we have been reading for the past few pages. But there still has to be a group of people who dedicate themselves to gaining a deep understanding of deen. And here ulama explain, Mufassirin mention, the word used is liyatafaqqahu. One is for a person to gain basic knowledge of deen. From the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam we learn, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. That to gain knowledge of deen is fard. It's an obligation upon every single believer. In other words, to gain that amount of knowledge of deen that will enable a person to fulfill the commands of Allah. He learns how to read salah, he learns how to calculate and discharge his zakat, how to conduct business dealings if he's a businessman, how to look after his dependents, his wife, his children. So to learn these masail of deen that are pertinent to our daily lives, this is fard. But to gain a deeper understanding, to now go into the details and to study fiqh at a higher level, this is something that every group should have a few individuals that dedicate themselves to this, so that the knowledge of deen in detail is not lost. So this is the great balance that we learn in Sharia. And under this particular verse, Mufassirin then mention a number of the virtues of studying deeni knowledge on any level beyond the basic knowledge that a person requires for his day-to-day life. When a person now goes beyond this and starts studying deeni knowledge, then very, very great virtues have been mentioned. One is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. That person who will tread a path in which he seeks knowledge, سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Then by means of this, Allah will make his pathway to Jannah easy for him. One hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the virtue of a person who has deeni knowledge is like the virtue that the moon holds over the remaining stars. When a person looks into the night sky, he can see the stars, but they seem very small, very far away, very distant. Yet when he looks at the moon, this is something very magnificent. He sees the light and it guides him, and it is a means of beautification of the sky. So in the same way, those who dedicate themselves to studying deeni knowledge, this is the virtue that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned for them. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.